Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hey, everybody, this is Joey Canyon. You're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk Radio. And don't forget to go to Canyon Star TV and register for free and watch family-friendly programming that you will love.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution states, "Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort." We now have several entities throughout our government committing acts of treason to destroy our nation. Will these acts continue to go unpunished? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. It's always a pleasure to be on your program. You have a great show.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to jump right in here. The Patriots International Alliance, or PIA, has called for a ceasefire in the Ukraine. Would you first give the new listeners a background on the PIA and its mission, and then could you please give us an update on the upcoming Ukraine-Russia summit conference?
Well, I'd be happy to, Audrey. The PIA, or the Patriots International Alliance, was formed about a year ago with a lot of international partners, and the focus at that time was on the global COVID pandemic, the vaccines, the booster shots, all the things that had happened around the world. And most of our members are from Europe, as well as from Australia and New Zealand. And, of course, the United States. And so since that time, it evolved into an initiative that was launched out of England. To me, if I would be interested in taking the PIA and looking and focus on a ceasefire summit ending the Russian-Ukraine conflict. And so we looked into it, and we put together a reformed alliance, I should say, with our new mission, and that would be to conduct a ceasefire summit conference in Malta in August. We feel the crescendo of that war probably will reach some sort of a peak or conclusion, hopefully, by that time. But we have these NATO nations, UK, United States, France, and Germany. Mm. They're still wanting to continue supporting Zelensky and the crooked Ukraine government. $13.5 billion we put in so far and not audited very well. And they keep forcing NATO on Putin, and he's not going to accept that. So hopefully it will come to a conclusion. But there's far too many deaths, wounded, destruction of property they're going to have to look at. Maybe in the conference we'll have some delegates. We'll talk about post-conflict or post-war in Ukraine. We know China also has initiated a ceasefire initiative. Yes, and some other countries. So we feel the timing is just right that... And the PIA, by the way, is a non-government organization. We're not representing the United States or the English government or any government. We're bringing in delegates of influence who can talk about the ceasefire, what it should look like. I mean, there's options out there. They're looking at that they'll balkanize Ukraine into different parts. They'll break it up. We don't know what Ukraine will look like after this, but that will be part of the agenda at the summit conference.
Right. Are there any former Eastern Bloc countries that have shown interest in the effort?
Yes. Hungary, for example, would be one. Czechoslovakia, Romania.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I'm curious, are there any members of Congress that are willing to help in this effort?
Not yet. And we haven't contacted them. We're just trying to stay away from the government.
Yeah, okay.
Because the government in the United States, they're not going to say anything against the Biden administration. They may comment on TV, but there's been no move for a ceasefire summit that we're proclaiming and initiating.
The end game here for
Biden, they want to see Putin replaced. They want to see a coup d'etat in Russia, and that's not going to happen. It's unrealistic.
Yeah, it is.
And they really don't care about Ukraine that much, whatever they say. Yeah. But, you know, the other thing that's happening, we're depleting all of our stockpiles of ammunition. For example, 155-millimeter howitzer ammunition. They're requiring over 120,000 rounds we've been putting in there, and we're only manufacturing 70. And so we have to use the supplies from our own ammunition dumps, depots in Europe and the United States. So that's just one example. But we can't fight a war very realistically now. Of all the equipment we lost and gave up in Afghanistan, now doing the same thing basically in Ukraine by shipping a lot of our arms and equipment. The 10 Leopard tanks that went into Ukraine from Germany have been, 10 of them have decimated, maybe even more.
Wow.
Now they're thinking about putting the F-16s in there. Well, as soon as they're there, the Russians are going to pick up and they're going to destroy them on the ground. So it's futile. It's unrealistic. It's insane what's going on. Insane, I should say.
Yeah.
Very insane.
Very insane.
And we don't have any logical minds that look towards a ceasefire and ending the conflict.
Yeah, I've heard no one so far in the GOP that has called for a ceasefire. I haven't heard anyone, and that's disturbing because they will either be quiet or they're jumping on the bandwagon for this, which causes questions to arise. Who is getting kickbacks from these things? Because obviously, if the Bidens are involved, there's kickbacks going on, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. And Zelensky and the oligarchs, the Azovs in Ukraine, we know we have factual information that came out of our intel sources that they're putting this money into real estate. That's how they're hiding it, basically, in a fraudulent way. They're taking money and enriching themselves. But the United States is not even auditing to any degree that $13.5 billion is gone. And to whom?
No. Yeah, and I think there's a reason for that, because a lot of those are getting kickbacks. Are there any former diplomats showing interest in this effort?
Yes, in France and in Europe. I mean, in England right now, yes.
Former, but not in the U.S. No former diplomats here interested.
None. None in the U.S. are standing up.
Wow. Well, I want to jump over to basically the global chessboard here now. I understand that there are some great changes taking place. What new alliances are being formed, and are there any we should be concerned about?
Well, the whole global chessboard is changing, and a lot of it has been initiated as a result of the conflict in Ukraine and Russia. So we have China that's come to the aid of Russia, India, Egypt, other countries have resulted, and they're coming up, and they have come up with a new financial system called BRICS, which BRICS. Is Brazil, mm-hmm. Russia, India, South Africa, understand, and other countries. There may be 40 new countries in these new alliances, and they're not pro-United States, and they're not pro-NATO. And they will wow. control next year, it's estimated, 2/3 of the gross national product of the world.
Wow.
And you also have the drive by China now to basically delegitimize the dollar, run the dollar into the ground. They'll come up with a new currency. They're looking at digital banking. And so these new alliances are very real, but they're not pro-NATO, pro-Europe, or pro-United States, because they see the dismantling of the United States, the weakness of our leadership,
yeah.
the weakness of leadership in Europe, and guess what? They're taking advantage of it,
yeah.
and they are supporting Russia.
Yeah, well, could BRICS spell the end of NATO?
Well, NATO is basically neutered at this yeah. point in time, in my opinion. Yeah. The Warsaw Pact, you know, was up and running after World War II, and that's gone away. I'm not sure there's a future for NATO.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Now, we've talked, of course, in the past few years a great deal about China and the CCP. We've also talked about China taking Taiwan in the past. Now, Secretary of State Blinken, I won't even say what I think of him, said a few days ago one of the most idiotic statements I've ever heard. He said, we do not, he's talking about the United States, we do not support Taiwan independence. If that wasn't submission to the CCP, what is?
Well, it was idiotic because we certainly have been providing advice, arms to Taiwan. Taiwan has an excellent armed forces. But the information that I'm getting, Audrey, is that the Chinese are not going to take over Taiwan in any near time frame. Things are going too well for the Chinese now, and they don't want to put in jeopardy any impact on their own economy, as well as an impact on their armed forces, their Navy, Air Force. They don't want to lose any of that they've advanced and made their armed forces stronger, particularly over the last 5 years. Of course, a lot of that technology they got from America. So their focus will continue to be on their Silk Belt Road Initiative, which is an economic financial initiative on the Chinese part.
Yeah.
And they've already had great impact, of course, into Europe as well as into Africa, Pakistan, for example.
Yeah.
So
Brazil.
And also yeah. Involving India now, because
wow.
But Audrey, we don't have any friends anymore.
No, this is
Biden
scary.
Administration has driven everybody away, including the Saudis, now are aligning with Iran.
The Saudis are aligning with Iran?
Right.
My gosh. Okay, this is an upside-down world now, because they right. were befriending us, Saudi Arabia, against Iran. So for them to find common ground now, I guess the caliphate's not an issue anymore.
Yeah, they've created delegations already.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! You mentioned China, so we know, as you've spoken on the show several times, about the Belt and Road Initiative. So it's going very well for them,
right?
Yeah, and isn't that also including now, since Brazil was handed over to a communist, Lula? He's their little puppet. So they pretty much took over there the industry, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, very, very much into Brazil. Of course, now the reports of a base in Cuba for the Chinese. the Monroe Doctrine doesn't matter anymore. If people want to study that, nobody cares about it because we don't enforce anything. So you have the Chinese, and again, part of the extension of the Silk Belt Road Initiative going into Central and South America.
Yeah.
As they say, the Chinese are all over, and they're all over in the United States. We have them coming in across our southern border.
I've seen those reports that, and they're not little children and women. These are men. Some of them are.
Right.
Yeah, some of them are. Where they're running away from? What's the asylum from?
Well, they're not running away. They're actually agents of China that are infiltrating into our cities. One of the things that they will be doing, you know, they flew the balloon over the United States.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have agents on the ground who will position themselves to be able to send information and intel back to China on our military bases, as well as our electrical grid system. We know that's one of the targets on an EMP, electromagnetic pulse nuclear attack on our grid system. We know the Chinese, in their quiver, that's one of the things that they will look at when they target the United States militarily.
Right. Well, they still make a lot of money from us. Would it be wise for them to initiate an EMP? Because I think it would hurt them financially right now, wouldn't it? Or no?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're going to do it in the near term. All I'm saying is that's one of the our grid system's a target. They know how to take it out, and if they decide they're going to attack the United States in the future, that's one of the things that they'll do. But they may even do it in the interim and don't acknowledge it, fire it from a satellite or a missile, or from a balloon, which they can do, by the way.
Really?
Or they can use cyber terrorism, cyber attacks against the electrical grid system, because the grid systems all run on computers, you know.
It's a very weak and strained system in our country. I don't think Americans realize how vulnerable we are when it comes to that. And God forbid what would happen if an EMP attack happened. We would throw us back to the 1800s, I think.
Yeah. Well, we've already had attacks on our Southwest grid system in California, and that affected northern Mexico, and that was a cyber attack. So that's already happened to a degree.
Is that the CCP, or is that another entity?
I don't know for sure, but right. I wouldn't doubt it's the Chinese Communist Party and their ability to hack into our computers.
Yeah.
Now, we know they did it during the election in 2020, so.
Well, sure. Yeah, exactly. Now, they, as you mentioned, it's already been documented that you have Chinese, they're really agents, coming across the nation. They're releasing them into the population. Of course, they have their contacts already. Now, when we were talking about this, and how China had its tentacles in so many areas, like the sister cities and, you know, the Confucius centers and those. The Trump administration was starting to recognize those things and pull them out and close them down. But they all reopened again, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Biden, well, we call Biden the Manchurian president, by the way. I wrote an article on that. We know millions of dollars have been laundered through Hunter Biden. Through a variety of accounts offshore. The FBI has been just negligent bringing that to the forefront. They're covering for Biden and the Biden crime syndicate family, as I call them. They're just a carry-on from the Clinton crime syndicate family. I mean, they're all crooked. They're evil people.
They are.
And they don't care about what happens to the common person in America anymore. They're destroying everything, education. But here's another thing, Audrey.
Yes.
Where are these big corporate leaders that continue to work with China, filling their pockets? BlackRock, State Street Trust,
yeah.
Vanguard.
Yeah.
None of them stand up or understand the vulnerability of the United States and what the objectives are of the Chinese. These people are just interested in making money. They could care less about our Constitution.
Yeah.
All these people in the high-tech industry, for example, most of them, they don't care about the Constitution.
No, they don't. I consider them corporate communists. Really don't. They just look at us as a vehicle through which to make, an interminable amount of money. Meanwhile, it's because of our country that they were able to become wealthy. And they're just, it's obscene, the abuse of our system and throwing our Constitution, in the toilet here.
Right.
I did want to mention, and so that, because we like people to be, educated constantly. I am trying to always educate myself and trying to educate the listeners, because certainly we didn't learn it in the public school system, I'll tell you that. So the Sino-American Mutual Defense Treaty, formerly Mutual Defense Treaty between the United States and the Republic of China, it was intended to defend the island of Taiwan from the invasion by the People's Republic or the CCP. Some of its content was carried over into the Taiwan Relations Act of 1979. Wasn't Blinken's statement a violation of those acts? Like, he totally ignored them.
They don't care, Audrey.
They don't care.
They don't care what's been written, documented. They have their sights on certain things, and certainly they're totally inept. That's why we see our Defense Department completely, as far as I'm concerned, unqualified to even entertain one war. They're all gone woke. I mean, it's a disgrace. As I said, we don't have any friends anymore. But let me, another point, Audrey, that
yes.
I've talked on your program about Operation Sinaloa.
Yes.
I got a report, and that has to do with the cartels in Mexico. I got a report yesterday. 62% plus of the Americans are backing my plan to take out the cartels now.
Wow. Wow,
so,
that is excellent.
That the American people are saying we got to do it because the fentanyl is killing everybody. The thousands of illegal border crossers that have come. We know the cartels are a militarized force. They have better equipment than the Mexican army. And they're the ones responsible for this exodus out of Central and South America into Mexico and into the United States. So, and they're also infiltrating Canada as well.
Are they really? Because that's some border there, between us and Canada.
Yeah, and Trudeau is totally incompetent, like Biden.
Yeah, he's just a younger version of Biden. They have, that border between us and Canada is tremendous. It's also
absolutely
extremely porous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're coming across. We've caught them up here coming across the border into Montana from Calgary. It's happening. But the fact is now the plan that we proposed to neutralize the cartel with a special ops operation with a group of qualified special ops officers and NCOs and planning, we can take the cartels down in 7 days. They're out of business.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you had put that forth under Trump, and there was so much that he was fighting against back then that it never really got through. But I think that he, if he had seen it, I think that he would have implemented it, or at least.
Well, he's talking about it now. By the way, he's asked him out with some comments about using our military, because it requires a military operation.
Sure.
The dense chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley.
What a disgrace.
Guy that was worried about white rage, and like I said, the only white rage was General Milley. But he came out and said the cartel, that's a police operation. Tell me what police are going to take out the cartels. That's how dumb he is.
He's an idiot, yeah. We all know what this is. You shared it, and Victor Avila is saying that these people are have military equipment. These are not some clowns, the cartels. They have military grade
vehicles. They've got drones. They got helicopters. They have the most modern rifles. They've got all the cyber stuff. They're at war, promoting war against the United States by infiltrating our borders and making sure that we get flooded with all of these unknown illegal border crossers. Many of them are plants in our cities. to continue the drug trade. Also, we found out the cartels are funding some of our political campaigns.
Oh, my gosh.
They tracked it to what's her name down there in Arizona, that she received money through cartels. And how they do it, they fence it just like they're doing in Ukraine. They do it through real estate.
Through real estate. Oh, my gosh.
Mortgages and so on. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, those are enemies from without. We have enemies from within, and I want to discuss that. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution states, treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless of the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act and or on confession in open court. Now, we have entered a new era, as we were mentioning, where treason is being committed at the drop of a hat, from the DOD to the DOJ to the FBI, even to the office of president. Everyone sees it, but they go blind when it comes to confronting it. It continues to go unpunished, and the country is being destroyed by these willful acts of tyranny. You are now in the process of writing a new book, which I'm excited about because this of what the topic is, The Invisible Treason in America. Would you expound on this upcoming tome?
Well, we have three books out now, you know, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, Reality Prism, and then The Mindless War. And so General McInerney and I and John Trudell and Ray DiLorenzo and Mary Fanning, one of our producers, we're going to write a book. We're in a draft state right now called The Invisible Treason in America. And it's not what our forefathers envisioned when they wrote up the Constitution, because now not only do we have individuals like Biden, Obama, George Soros committing treason, aiding and abetting enemies of the United States, foreign and domestic. But now we have what we call even group treason. If you look within the halls of the FBI, the CIA, Department of Justice, they're conducting and initiating relations and actions which are aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States.
Yeah, and I think those cases can be made, and you're, I mean, of course, correct that what they never envisioned this, but it's happening, and it is aid and comfort to the enemy. So, I mean, that could be clearly proven by what they're doing. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support? Well, actually, first, before we get there, when do you think the book will be published at this point?
Well, I hope we'll hopefully have it out in about 3 to 4 months. Our publishers overseas, and they can get it out quicker than any of the publishers in the United States. We hate to do that, but we need to get the book out.
Oh, yeah.
Many of our publishers in the U.S. are woke. They won't publish anything like that, the truth, actually. It's tough getting a book like that out. So we'll have it out, hopefully, in 90 to 120 days.
Yeah, good. It will be in time for the holidays. So you can purchase this to educate your family on what's actually going on in their country that they have no idea about.
They can get all those books, by the way, on Amazon, or they can go to standupamericaus.org, donate to our foundation. We live on donations, so we have American people that need an outlet like the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation to vent their frustrations. So we support the Constitution, so support us. We can use your donations to do what we're doing and to bring America, restore America. That's what our ambition is and our mission is.
Yes, Axel. And also, they can also contribute there for the Patriot, the PIA, the Patriots.
That's correct. Okay. Give, Send, Go also. We've got some free funding connections there on Give, Send, Go.
Yes, that's the website to do it. And as always, I will have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com. click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the channel's work and purchase books and be a part of PIA and what they're doing. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.